Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
What up, everybody? It is 10 a.m. in the District of Columbia. Points north, south, east, and west. Your Washington Commanders are 0-1. That was a tough, tough result yesterday. We're going to try to bring you some balanced analysis of what happened, what didn't happen, all of it. B and I this morning got on the first flight out of Tampa. Made it. Brian's parking. He'll be in here in 2 seconds. Watching that game yesterday, being there live. Shout out to all. There were a ton of Burgundy and Gold fans there. It was really impressive who all was there, whether they were local or they traveled. I know a lot of people traveled. Dudes were trying to sing Hail to the Redskins on my flight down there on Saturday. I do think it's important that the folks in the locker room, the players, the coaches all understood this was one of 17 games, and I think they were really trying to keep that in perspective. I think it's hard to do that, though, when it's 37-13 with 5 minutes left or whatever. I know they got another touchdown there late that makes the score look a little bit better. I'm not even really sure it does, frankly. There's so many different arguments here. I think defensively they were quite bad. And I don't know that that should be that big of a surprise to us. Going into the season, everybody had real concerns about the secondary. And sure enough, the secondary was bad. Let's not talk ourselves into anything and pretend like we're not gonna sugarcoat anything. The secondary was bad. Now the pass rush sure as hell didn't help them. Those two things kind of work in concert, and that concert was off. I think you need better play from all four of your guys up front, and then wherever the blitzes are coming from. There is something to that. The other team in this was pretty good. It got easy and perhaps even like in vogue to kind of be dismissive of Tampa, but they were a playoff team last year that made it to the divisional round and brought everybody back. And you've got Mike Evans, probably a Hall of Famer. He's had 10 straight 1,000-yard seasons. I don't know what Baker Mayfield is, but he was locked in yesterday. His escapability in the pocket is – Yesterday was so many almost for Washington. The McLaurin to Daniels almost. The amount of almost sacks would have made a tremendous difference. There were just so many almost, but you can't play almost. Like, that horseshoes and hand grenades, man. Like, this is football where execution is what matters. I think this was a I don't even really want to get into this was a tough matchup for Washington because the NFL's got playmakers on every team. Like, there's good receivers on every team. And, you know, while they definitely got churned up, routed up, all of the things, they just weren't good enough. The secondary, the front, the backers, the entire defensive effort, not good enough. And I think that's really disappointing for a lot of folks because, you know, Dan Quinn, Joe Witt, hey, even if they're no good, even if it's the same players, these guys are going to coach them up. Maybe that takes time, right? Because of the way they handle preseason, and this is an NFL-wide thing, nobody really plays. So maybe you don't really know what this group will look like game week 6, week 10. It's possible there's room for improvement. I'm not sure I see it because Adam Peters repeatedly has told us the truth, and there was a big reminder of it a few weeks ago when they traded away Jahan Dotson in the division to get a third, but you had to send a fifth. Like, they lack a lot of talent. And they were 4-13 last year. They had no Pro Bowlers. Peter said, I'm going to build this thing through the draft. That's going to take years. Like, building through the draft is going to take years. That is plural. You need a lot more good players on this team than they have. And so for me yesterday, I kind of look at two different things. Defensively, ideally it gets better than what we saw, especially in the second half of that thing where maybe you can wonder how locked in anybody was on some of those coverage busts. The 32-yard touchdown pass to the rookie McMillan, that's fairly embarrassing, and I imagine Joe Witt and Dan Quinn were fuming mad about that. Maybe some of that stuff can get buttoned up. Maybe you start putting different players on the field. You know, Emmanuel Forbes had it. For all the conversation surrounding his rookie year was bad, but the coaching was bad. Maybe it'll be different. Yes, it wasn't different. Yesterday was awful. The secondary was just awful. I mean, they didn't punt until the third quarter, right? Like, I'm not giving you a song or dance, but I think what you saw yesterday defensively is pretty much who this group is, right? Now, they can improve over the course of the season. I think we could definitely see that. Especially there was a play where it was Quan Martin and Mikey Sammerstill. You don't want that? Where it was Quan Martin and Mikey Sammerstill. And they legit, I mean, you could see it if you watch it back. I think that was the 32-yard pass to McMillan where they don't realize who's supposed to pass off that wide out to who. And that's a second-year guy and a first-year guy that didn't play much at all in the preseason, and that's a communication thing. And I know we've been hearing communication things in Washington for seemingly 25 years, but, like, ideally that's something that can get worked out because those are two players that personally I believe in as having really high upside in Sammerstill and Quan. So, like, there are things that can get fixed. The lack of pass rush, I don't know that that's getting fixed. There's not, like, some pass rusher coming in off the street. I do think, to sound a little bit more optimistic tone, I think that defense is pretty much what it is. Maybe improvements are coming. I think offensively, we didn't see their best game. And I think offensively, they couldn't really get the run game going, but they couldn't really stick to the run because they couldn't stay on the freaking field.
Mm-hmm.
They were 2 of 8 on third down.
They put themselves in bad positions as well. That first one was third and super long.
Well, because Jaden, his first ever play from scrimmage, he threw the ball backwards for a 15-yard loss. That's nerves, dude. You could say a million things. That's nothing but nerves.
Yeah.
And that's not always going to happen. I think their offense was completely reliant on Jaden Daniels running around. I don't think that's the plan. They certainly want to use his legs, but not to be completely reliant on a rookie quarterback running 16 times.
It may not be the plan, but if a guy has that capability, sometimes he's going to be able to do that. We saw Lamar do the exact same thing in the first game. And I not just like me, I would caution people to where, yes, the secondary looked horrible. I heard you saying that. The defensive pass rush was basically non-existent.
And when they almost had Baker, get him down.
Yeah, for the most part, we've said throughout offseason, if you go through this year and you find yourself, you have a quarterback, that's a plus. That's success.
Totally.
I think you have a quarterback. And it's one game, but I got to see some more. But I think still, based off of what I've seen thus far, I think you have a quarterback. But it's week one.
It's too early to know.
It's week one. I'm not finna get rid of the whole damn football team because you can't get rid of the whole football team.
Are people really saying that?
Hell yeah. Everybody I talked to on the airplane this morning, everybody I talked to after the game last night.
You know what I said on NBC4 last night? Like, if anybody wants to draw, I mean, if you want to get rid of everybody, what the hell did you think was going to happen? And frankly, maybe some people got out over their skis with expectations. And I'll say, like, including people in the media, my record prediction has been 7-10 all year. I never thought they were going to the playoffs. I never thought they were.
I don't think anybody on the show said anything about playoffs, but I think the ultimate thing is we get one piece and we instantly in this area start thinking about major things. It's nobody's fault but ourselves if we're going to start thinking about playoffs and being double-digit twins and all that type of stuff. But I truly feel like there were some things good in the game, some. There was a lot of things bad, but the things that were bad have been bad. And I believe, just like you stated about the pass play with Quan and Mikey, you could see them talking, but if they were a little bit more mature in this game, they don't try to have Quan drop all the way down and Mikey run all the way back when you could just pass off the assignment. So
some of the stuff you can easily explain where it went sideways.
Yeah.
Some of the other stuff you can't, and it's just –
it's just like, but
you got beat because the other guys are better.
We go into this thing with the secondary forever, and I keep going back to the same thing: get more pass rush up the middle, and you can affect that team, any team you're playing against.
I think you'd like to. And get I've said more that from for four Allen
or five. I've said
night.
That for 4 or 5 years.
I mean,
and I think the ultimate thing is, you can have the exact same people on the field with a different pass rush, and I promise you, they'll play better.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
I feel
bathroom?
Like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here, and we'll get everything
it
taken
took
care
forever,
of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
But my point is, The pass rush ain't coming this year. Like, you're not going to.
It could.
You're not going to remedy that this season.
It could. But then again, you got three guys on the team that did not play 1 second of preseason. So that's some, like people like to just look at position and where someone was drafted and instantly look at that's the way that they're going to play. You have to play football to get ready for football. And you also have to get out there and you got to come together and have a chemistry. The chemistry is not there. Look, practice is practice. You don't really build a great chemistry until you get in the game going completely full speed against somebody that's trying to knock your ass off.
Sure.
So that stuff can grow in a matter of 2 to 3 weeks. So that's what I'm saying. Like, I don't expect them to play as bad as they did last night again.
You better hope not.
Yeah.
I mean, you and I disagree on that one, right? Like, I think there could be other blowouts. I think this secondary is a problem.
But I'm saying, the blowouts could come in different phases. It may not just be on the secondary, man. It may be something else, but what I'm saying
I just wonder, like, when they go to Monday night against Cincy in a couple weeks and Chase is back playing and Higgins is back playing, like, that gives me some pause.
It just seemed like things were not in tune.
Who's
to me
that
defensively.
On, then? Because I understand.
I think it's on everybody. It goes from the rules now where everybody doesn't play their stars in preseason for the most part. And then what you're looking at now is, oh, we got a 3-game preseason. But you know what preseason is really? The first 3 weeks of the season where a lot of people come in. And, yes, some teams play better like Tampa did. Why? Tampa has a veteran team led by guys that have already been there.
Yeah.
They returned.
They all came back to try to make a playoff.
How many people did we? Well, what's the percentage of differences on this team right here? A whole new staff,
half. Whole
new front office,
right.
And damn near 57% of new players.
I don't think, frankly, we should be surprised by the defensive performance. I think they were bad last year. I'm not sure they've done a lot to address it. Maybe over time that changes.
Mm-hmm.
I think where I was surprised is offensively. I think they're better than what they showed yesterday offensively. I think to make this thing function, the pass game has to be far more functional. But before people start flipping out about this, if you looked at yesterday across the whole NFL,
mm-hmm.
Jaden's passing numbers would probably be top 12. Like, there weren't a lot of really strong passing performances yesterday.
Yeah.
And I think I asked Jaden in postgame, hey, man, most things were at the line of scrimmage. Was that by design or was that what Tampa gave you? And he said, you know, we just tried to stay patient. Tampa was cutting off everything deep. I do think eventually you need to stretch the field a bit. But I think if Jaden doesn't just miss Terry McLaurin on the first play of the third quarter,
it
was a lot of almost.
He hits Terry is well over 237, 40 yards passing.
Not even the yardage, just what it would do defensively. Yeah. They're like, all right, they can't get
but
over the
I
top.
But I also think it changes the whole mindset. And that's the thing about it, where one pass hit here or there would change the whole mindset of what happened yesterday offensively.
I agree.
I think we have to look at it in a sense where it was still his first time going full go with everybody. And everybody out there basically, first time they all went full go with everybody else together too. I didn't expect him or Caleb to step out there and just tear the league up. He looked better than Caleb.
Of the rookie quarterbacks that started yesterday, Jaden had the best performance.
Yes.
Bo Nix was terrible. Bo Nix threw I also think, and Tischler and I had a disagreement on the podcast last night on this. I think it is underrated for a rookie quarterback to come out and not turn the ball over. Especially,
totally.
I mean, he was under pressure pretty significantly. Of all the quarrels I got from yesterday's game, Jaden Daniels ain't very high on the list.
But they had 2 sacks and no turnovers.
Right.
I think
and he ran the ball 16 times.
I think you'll take that.
I mean, Caleb Williams was 14 of 29 for 93 yards, had another 15 on the ground. That's obviously the number one overall pick. Bo Nix, I mean, these numbers, you talk about at the line of scrimmage, 26 of 42 for a .138 and 2 picks.
Mm-hmm.
Leville, help me with the math. 138 divided by 26? What is the yards per completion on that?
50-something.
Five, you mean?
Yeah, five.
Like 5.3 yards? I mean, listen, Jaden, nothing was going downfield. I think we got to give that there's a lot of folks that want to jump to a lot of conclusions around Kingsbury and the lack of creativity in that offense. I think we got to give that a little bit of time. If you look at, I'm looking at this from True Media, that the Commanders were damn near middle of the pack, both in yards per attempt and in pre-snap motion. Mm-hmm. And I know those were things that carried some great concern. I mean, if you think about the Rams or Sean McVay's offense and all the motion they do.
They do a lot of motion.
Washington was a little bit higher on the yards per attempt and just a hair behind the L.A. on motion.
So but like, the whole thing with the motion, okay, if you line up straight and you have success, does it make a difference if you motion or not?
No. Ultimately, success is what matters, but there are predicted factors that more motion tends to lead to more success over the last five, 7
more
years.
Motion with a much more mature team and a much more experienced team. This is an offense that's being put together with a bunch of guys that hadn't played it. So I wouldn't expect them to move the ball as move around as much as Sean McVay and his veteran-led team does.
Right, but I mean, the yards per target was still deeper. It's an interesting – I think – some of the stuff people wanted to immediately jump on is not accurate. Some of it is. McLaurin primarily only lined up in one spot. They didn't move him around a lot. Terry didn't get a catch till the third quarter. None of the wide – dude, at midway through the third quarter, kind of when this was still a ball game, wide receivers had three catches.
Mm-hmm.
And it was Luke McCaffrey for two catches for 5 yards and Crowder for a catch.
Okay.
Like – the productivity in the pass game wasn't there. I do think Robinson and Eckler being heavily involved in the pass game, that's a real feature of this offense.
Yeah.
But you've got to supplement that with your wideouts. Maybe wideouts aren't getting
open. Does the coach have to supplement it, or did the wideouts just have to beat the damn defensive backs? Because, like, we get into this argument about number one receiver, number two receiver, all that. If you're on the football field and you can't get open, then are you truly one? I'm just asking the question because I hear
he was like, sure as hell open like, on that deep shot.
He was on the deep shot and he threw it and he missed him. But you miss people. You don't hit every big play.
Right.
But what I'm trying to say is you look at the offense, people want to knock the offense, but sometimes the guy just is not there to throw the ball to.
Yeah, I think Terry's got a long enough track record over a lot of bad quarterbacks of ability to make plays to get open. Elsewhere down – but, dude, that goes back to my earlier point. Like, we knew secondary was going to be an issue. We knew edge rush was going to be an issue. We knew that this receiving core, after Terry had some real questions, voila, you know?
Yeah, but it's like – I think it's a little bit too too early to really be going so gung-ho first game. I think Noah Brown – someone you're high on.
Wasn't
active yesterday, right. But what I saw running around the roster and stuff, how he was doing stuff, I think I have some hope in him. I saw a guy named Newton that was doing some stuff yesterday. I got some excitement level going for that. So you have guys coming along, and I think they're going to build and be a better team. Just that first game, it was a dud.
It was a dud.
You saw what you wanted to see from Jaden. Like, not all, but you saw a lot of what you wanted to see.
I think you saw
but
some.
But it was a dud. And I think ultimately it's just that. A one-time thing. Keep moving.
Last year they started 2-0 and went 4-13. Let's not jump off any bridges at 0-1.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee.
Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.